I'm enough. I'm like, forget you and forget her too. Said if I was better, I'd still be with her. Wait, that's some shit.
All right. Welcome back to the Eric Lee Show. Oh, man. I was going to turn on a second microphone, but I let it die out. CeeLo Green was being sung by Tim Kaine.
That, believe it or not, is a go-to karaoke song for me.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious.
That version or the real version?
I sing both. It depends on who's around.
Okay. Reading the crowd. Okay. Fair enough. Well, check it out. We are in hour two of the Eric Lee Show here in downtown Decatur. We're sitting in the Coley's Corner Drugs and Dale Southlake Studios. We've got Bory Law Office is our hour two sponsor, 422-2400, number you never want to have to use. Give Andy and Jessica Jolly a call if you need to. They specialize in bankruptcy and family law, also offering estate planning. They're located here in downtown at 225 South Main Street. But we're going to go right now to the University Dog Hotline on 1105 West Wood Street over there in Oakwood, just off of Oakland, open 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. And then when kids are in session at Milliken, they stay open until 3 a.m. on Friday and Saturday night. Menu and online ordering at UDogs, universitydogs.com, or via the free UDogs app. We've got Amber Kaler joining us on those UDogs hotlines. Amber, how are you doing?
Hey, I finally made it.
Yeah, you did. We teased you early, and then I heard. Yeah, and then we just acted like it never happened, and then we worked it out to where you could join us. But like I said, you were busy. This is go time, crunch time, all those times. It's happening right now.
All the things. We're doing all the things. I was in the back shoveling rock and just, you know, was enjoying myself so much that I forgot where I was supposed to be.
as crazy as this sounds, is the last shovel been put away? Are we ready for a Heroes Hall?
Not yet, but we're close. We're, unfortunately, the amount of rain that we've had over the last several weeks delayed a lot of our landscaping and exterior projects. So we are hustling, and as I say that, I'm looking out my window and watching it rain a little bit more. But we've been hustling to finish up some of the landscaping. We won't be completely finished with everything, but just trying to make everything look nice and clean and, and get everything cleaned inside and ready to go. We've had so much work happening on the interior that, you know, as anybody who's done renovations knows, then you have drywall dust and all of those things on every surface. So we're taking today and tomorrow before the opening to just, you know, shine everything up, get everything looking nice so that we can unveil the entire museum to everybody.
Yeah, this is Amber Kaler of the Children's Museum of Illinois. You can find out a lot of what they've got going on at www.childrensmuseumofil.com. Amber, you're the executive director over there, right? That's your title?
I am, yes.
Okay, awesome. So the Children's Museum, we've got Heroes Hall coming starting Saturday, right?
Correct.
What does that mean? Before we get into all the good stuff of that, what's going to be the same or different of what everybody already knows? So I'm a regular that goes to the Children's Museum. I'm going to walk
you
in
are?
There and I'm going to see what's it going to be different before excluding Heroes Hall.
Sure. We've been working really hard on, you know, the existing parts of the museum. We've moved our paint wall from the first floor. It's in the process of being moved up to the second floor next to our Young at Art area so that all of the art is in one area. We're an arts and science focused museum, so everything we do is based in those respects. And we painted just about every surface. You know, we're trying to replace pieces, fix things. Obviously, in a children's museum, things get broken daily, minute. You know, every minute, every hour, things are getting broken. So we've been working really hard to replace things that are broken and just get everything cleaned up and looking as fresh as possible so that, you know, the museum that you know and love is looking its best and everything is functioning properly. And then you work your way into Heroes Hall and you just get even more of an already good thing.
Yeah, and about here, also I saw on your website, is there a Jerger pediatric exhibit in there now?
There is, yes. We have Healthy Mouth, which is on our second floor, and it's a giant oversized mouth that children learn how to brush their teeth properly. It's like a little game. It times you, and there are sensors in the teeth. So once you pass over the teeth, and you know, for enough time with the toothbrush, then the lights turn from yellow to white to, you know, show you that your mouth is clean, and it kind of gives you little prompts and encouragement along the way. So it's a lot of fun.
It looks like it came straight off the set of Double Dare, I'll be honest. it looks awesome. And one thing that you don't have to replace is they've got a little shopping center for kids to go grocery shopping. That
yes.
stuff, some of the food that and groceries are made out of like sewn together things, and others are made out of this plastic. None of that seems to be destroyed. That stuff, these kids are throwing like half turkeys in there and little cartons of milk and juice, and they are just as rigid as they were the day they got them.
That's pretty accurate. That is definitely one of the favorite exhibits in the museum, and those groceries get a lot of love.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, there's been at least a half dozen times where I've been cited to have not checked out my stuff properly or to not get in line. These little cashiers that work in your grocery, they will take it serious. You've got to make sure you ring things up properly. And then when you're done, you've got to put it back on the right part of the shelves.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
They know if you clean up, you get stickers.
Oh,
everybody wants a sticker.
I didn't hear about the stickers. See, that would do it for me.
So wait, I got to shop and get yelled at because I'm not doing things right. And then put it back on the shelf myself.
These little kids are taking shop to the next level. They're in there playing. They're not. Nobody's hired. These aren't.
Well, I understand. Okay. No, I understand the concept, but that you mean. Where's the fun in that?
It's fun. Picking up is part of the experience.
Yes, really, and honestly, it's something that we talk about. You know, there's a reason. There's a method to our madness, and you know, a big piece of picking up and putting things back is not only teaching kids about picking up after themselves, but there's scientific evidence about sorting and you know the effects that has on their learning styles and their brain capacity and all those things. So, everything is rooted in education, even though it just seems very basic and it's all fun. They're learning things without even realizing it. But the act of putting things back and how they process that is part of the experience.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So
there you go.
Yeah, very cool.
You just made that up on the spot, didn't you?
Well, she sounded good doing it if she did. I'll take it.
I'm Googling it as we talk. It's true. It is very true.
Okay.
But, yeah, just like we try to – if you look throughout the museum, there are prompts, that we use so that parents can, kind of engage or caregivers can engage and get kids thinking in terms of, for instance, if they're in the grocery store, hey, if we're going to make dinner tonight, what do we need to purchase? And getting them working on the critical thinking and problem solving and those kind of things. So it's all part of the process.
Very cool. And then so this weekend we're going to find millions of dollars worth of new stuff from floors to ceilings, walls, helicopters, you name it. Tell us about Saturday.
So Saturday at 10 a.m., we open for the grand opening of Heroes Hall, and it will be the public's first chance to get inside the new space, play with the 22-plus new exhibits, and the helicopter, which everybody is just, out of their minds trying to get to. But it's really going to be an opportunity for us to show people what we've been working on for the last year, a little over a year, and the highlighting of what law enforcement does for us in our communities and teaching children about the, viable career paths within law enforcement, and also just creating an opportunity to have those positive first interactions with the law enforcement officers in our community and learning more about what they do and how they do it and why they do it.
And you guys have classes for art and, different things that you do periodically there. Do you expect there to be any law enforcement themed stuff added to your curriculum and your events calendar?
Absolutely. We do a lot of programming here in the museum. We have, obviously field trips, make space. We do a lot of pop-up programming, and we've already had conversations. When we very first started the planning for Heroes Hall, we sat down with the different agencies and talked about the things that they wanted to highlight about law enforcement because we wanted to make sure we were honoring those things, and then also ways that we could partner with them moving forward and having not only, a very visible presence of officers in the museum from time to time, but doing things in the museum that they may normally do, in a school or other places, not taking those programs away, but adding to them because we have a very unique environment here and kids are wanting to come here and have fun and learn. So if we can do some education, that's just an extension of what we're already doing.
Amber,
and teaching the kids in that way.
Have you taken the opportunity, or do you have any way of tracking, maybe like through credit card admission sales or things like that? Do you kind of have a sense for how wide the net that you've cast is for visitors that come to Decatur to visit the
museum? Yeah, we have those demographics. I don't know them off the top of my head, but I can tell you, for example, in the spring when we are, you know, really hot and heavy into field trip season and you can barely get in our parking lot or the zoo's parking lot, we have schools that come every year from as far as 2 hours away by bus.
Wow.
Hmm.
The net has been cast pretty wide in terms of, you know, visitors. We get all sorts of visitors from Chicago, Indiana, St. Louis, families that, you know, have moved away and they come back to visit, or, you know, are here visiting for work or whatever the case may be. And we just get a lot of traffic from other places, and we hear so much positive feedback from people that will come and say, oh my gosh, I wish we had this in our town, or, you know, we have a children's museum and we live in a much larger city and this is right on par with what we have, you know. And so it's always nice to hear those things from people in other areas, to know that what we're doing is a good thing, and people recognize that and they appreciate it.
And it only looks even better just driving across the lake with, you know, a lot of the brush being taken away. You can see the magnificent look of the Children's Museum. It's now almost twice as big, if not, I don't know physically how much bigger it is, but it's significantly bigger. And they continue to just keep doing and adding and retooling and making it fun. And it's not the same experience every time you go. Families can get Family Plus memberships at $105, family memberships $85, grandparent memberships, all different types, child care, fun family, you name it, on and on. You can be a supporter of it as well. There's also opportunities to pay to come to both the zoo and the Children's Museum on a daily pass or as a pass for the year. But Amber, you're going to have, I guess one cool part about this is there's not a separate admission to Heroes Hall. This is part of when you pay to come in, whether it's a membership or a day pass, you'll get to go to all of what you were before and now Heroes Hall, right?
Absolutely. We've added 7,000 square feet. That's all exhibit space. Like I said, 22 plus new exhibits, and that's all part of admission. I think people are just going to be blown away when they see it, and I'm excited to watch the reactions of kids as they come in and get to experience it for the first time.
Yeah, and I'm looking very much to seeing it this weekend. I cannot wait. I've been waiting a long, long time, and I know a lot of people quite younger than me are going to have way more fun than I am, but I think it's great, and I appreciate everything that you and your team have done, and obviously to Howard G. Buffett and his team for helping make this a reality, and all the local contractors and everything that have just been working around the clock to make this a reality. So great job, and Amber, take tomorrow to get ready and nap tonight if you can, and we will we'll see you this weekend.
All right. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Amber Kaler of the Children's Museum of Illinois joining us on the University Dogs Hotline. Tim, have you been over to the Children's Museum?
Awesome. Yeah, a number of times, yeah.